It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
And a Wednesday Flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, we will flash back to the year 1976, with the news yesterday of Taylor and Travis. Even minor celebrities coming out with their engagements.
Bob and the Liver Queen.
And all I had was a name. Let's go to the song about a golden ring. 1976 super song, as it was billed at the time. This was also the age of marketing where super was put in front of everything.
Well, yeah.
And that included a super duet. From George Jones and Tammy Wynette. They lived up certainly to the billing. And this song, a Cinderella song, as it was called by Bobby Braddock and Rafe Van Hoy. They wrote it. But it was Billy Sherrill that put it all together. Noted famous name working behind the scenes there in Music City. And not always behind the scenes, too. But when it came to this particular one, 1976, keep in mind the timeline. The divorce of George Jones and Tammy Wynette, which was, as far as media was at the time, in 1975, it plastered over everything.
Made the National Enquirer.
When they were married, it was all over the place. But certainly their demise, March of 1975. But by May of next year, their record label, which they were on the same record label, so they had the same boss still, said, we still have these duet projects that you guys signed on to do. And George Jones said probably something that we can't say right now to that.
He did that from time to time, yeah.
No word on how Tammy felt about the whole thing, but George wanted nothing to do with it. Now, whether it was a change of heart, he was just flat out forced into it, or honestly didn't know where he was at the time. That's possible. They did get him in the studio because the selling point of the super duo that was George and Tammy, a reunion in a way. Man, this was going to sell itself. So they needed the song, and that's where Bobby Braddock came in. And we've told part of this story before. He was watching a TV show about the life of a handgun, and the first person to own it was a hunter, and then a policeman had it, and then the gun was used by a criminal to rob a liquor store. And he wanted this concept for a song, how one thing could have so many different meanings, but he kept hitting a roadblock. And that's when Rafe Van Hoy stepped in. Or Rafe Van Hoy's mother, by the way, who worked in a jewelry store and said, you should make it about a ring. You don't know how many times these things get used.
Ooh.
So there it is. Now we get to the time when it's time to record the thing. George goes in, records his part. Tammy goes in, records her part. They pass in the hallway. That's it.
Mm-mm.
And it all took only 15 minutes, start to finish. Two one-tick wonders right here. So Taylor's got one.
We had one. In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny